Go.
All right, welcome everybody. This is the first podcast of Unsolicited Advice. My name's J.R. Bennett.
I'm Ryan Witkowski, and this is the first podcast.
As we mentioned, yeah. Welcome everybody. This is we're actually just getting started. This is the first time either of us has ever done a podcast, and part of this podcast is going to be about starting a podcast.
It's going to be about starting, I mean, really anything. We just want to, I think, put out there, for at least for myself, it's been the last, what, 2 or 3 years of all these things I've been wanting to do.
Right.
I listen to Joe Rogan. I listen to Bill Burr.
Right.
A bunch of other ones, too. That, you know, I like Mark Maron. I love Mark Maron. Mm-hmm. You know, and these guys are just putting out podcasts. And Joe Rogan will tell his guests all the time, hey, what are you doing? Just start a podcast. And then everybody's like, I can't do it. And Joe's like, really, it's super easy. Just get going.
Right, just do it.
And, you know, it's not just the podcasting. It's things related to career, professional, spiritual work that I wanted to get started and haven't done. And for me, this is, you know, kind of getting into the business. So that's where I'm at with it.
I think that's a really good idea because I think everybody has ideas of things that they want to do in mind. And it's sometimes difficult to make those changes. So I'm definitely on board, yeah. We're going to be talking about making changes. It might be about, I mean, the first is starting this podcast. And as other things come up, we'll be talking about those as well.
So, yeah, so just to give you guys some background, the first hour, I think we got together about, it's about 10 o'clock at night right now. We got together about, was it 8:30?
8:30.
So we are learning on the fly. We got some microphones. We thought we had to buy some mics. Turns out we already had them. That wasn't the hard part. I thought that was going to be the hard part. The hard part was actually understanding how to use GarageBand.
Right. Apple is known as a intuitive operating system. We thought we'd just plug and play and get started, and we crank this thing out in about a half hour, and we'd be on our way. But we have spent the last hour and a half or so looking up tutorials online about how to set up a multi-track situation, which ultimately ended in us using the microphone that's built into the computer itself.
Which isn't ideal. It really isn't ideal. But I didn't want to leave tonight and not have anything down. So we got something down, hopefully. This is it.
That's right.
So if you hear that buzzing noise in the background, next time that'll be fixed, I hope.
So tell me about why you thought it was important tonight to have something down.
Well, honestly, going up to this thing, like a lot of things I've tried to do before, you know, this is something I talked to you a while ago about doing this, about starting a podcast. I know you had mentioned to me that this has been something you wanted to do. Even as the day, I knew we were going to get together tonight to do this. And as the day went along, I started being like, it's a stupid idea. It's dumb. It's like, it's not going to take off. It's not important. And I started to get a little bit nervous. I'm like, well, I didn't really check out the program that much. You know, we don't even know if these mics are going to work. I'm not really sure how to actually get this to work. And in fact, that was true. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I just want it to happen. I just want to get it out there.
Yeah.
Post it online. And then we can say we have a podcast. You can tell people you know. I can tell people I know. They can listen to it. Mm-hmm. Sorry for the sound, everybody.
It will improve.
And for me, this is the first. It's actually doing something. I'll feel better after this. I'll feel like I actually took a step forward. And I think that, it just had to be done. Eventually, I have all these ideas, thoughts, things I want to do. And I get sick of talking about them and not doing them. People probably get sick of listening to them. And nothing ever comes about. So, yeah, so what about you?
Well, I think it's a great point that, I mean, the longer you put something off, the more it can become like kind of a boogeyman, and you might just not end up doing it. And I think what I'm hearing you say partially is that you know that about yourself. If you put it off, that self-doubt can creep in. It can become something that just becomes one of those things that's undone. For me, the important thing about starting a podcast, or at least doing it tonight. Well, before I say that, let me say that I had a similar experience to you. I mean, as I was thinking about preparing to do the podcast, I started to get a little nervous myself. I started to really worry about the types of things we talk about.
Yeah.
And just, I try to organize my thoughts. I try to think about how, like, a what kind of structure we would have. And I noticed that I was really attracted to having more structure in the podcast, having everything really prepared.
Yeah.
And I realized it's because I was really nervous about, like, exposing myself, like, putting myself into this podcast.
Yeah, I was debating what to, you know, by the way, guys, if in case you can't see us, but we're having to actually stuff our face in the computer screen. Like, yeah, see, we're, there's, if you can't hear us, it's because we're sitting like 6 to 12 inches from the computer screen. What was the question? I was distracted.
If somebody were to look in the window right now, they would think we're about to make out.
Yeah, that's what it would look like.
That's how,
like,
close we are.
Why are those guys sitting so close together? I was debating about what was appropriate and what wasn't appropriate. Mm-hmm. I think in podcasting in general, I think the most popular, like, what is it, This American Life or This American Story is about stories, about people's stories, you know. People want to hear, I think people want to hear real stuff, you know. Just from sharing with people that I know who exist in life, I find that the more authentic and real I am, even about the bad stuff, they tend to appreciate that more. Mm-hmm. And there's a chance you guys can't hear any of this, I swear. What were you going to say?
No, I can't help, like, staring at this volume thing. It looks like one of us is really loud and one of us is a little quieter. And that's something that we'll be looking at and fixing in the future in case that's annoying to any of you guys.
Yeah.
Not to take ourselves too far off track, but I guess the point I was driving at was that,
by the way, JR, I just noticed JR has notes. He looks like I think he made notes, and
I did make notes.
I'm completely unprepared.
that totally speaks to my point. Exactly. I was worried about not being prepared for this thing, not to just be free flowing. You know what I mean? And I realized that if I didn't have the structure, I'd be putting myself out there kind of without a safety net. I was worried about exposing myself. I mean, which was an interesting thing for me to notice. I mean, I think that part of the spirit of this podcast is going to be, maintaining an awareness of what's going on with ourselves, sharing that with you guys. And I guess it's in the spirit of mindfulness. I wanted to share that with you guys. And, I mean, it's interesting to notice is, you know, you might be making a change for yourself or thinking about starting a podcast for yourself, the types of doubts that pop into your mind. So mm-hmm. I want to share that.
Well, as people have asked me what this is about, my best answer has been to what you were saying. I guess it's a podcast about starting new things, right? What this experience has been like for us, and also in general, people experiencing new things in their life. If you're a cyclist, you want to get into cycling, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe we have somebody out here who wants to do that. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about it. Or somebody who's been successful mm-hmm. starting a cyclist, or somebody who's been a comedian. JR is, you know, JR likes, you know, he enjoys comedy.
I've dabbled in stand-up comedy. I've ascended to the ranks of showcase comedian, which is essentially an open mic comedian. So I had that experience.
Which I give him props for. I could never, ever get up on stage. And you want to talk about being exposed, going up on stage and throwing out some jokes that in front of strangers or even people you know. I mean,
to a degree, yes. I mean, but that's another situation where, I mean, you are prepared. You have material. You already know what you're going to say ahead of time. You've thought about it 1,000 times. And the best comedy is the comedy that's vulnerable, that people relate to. It actually says something about yourself. And, I think when you write jokes like that, it can be that type of experience where it's really revealing. Mm-hmm. Or it can be the type of experience where, you know, you're just kind of a hack comic telling jokes about Facebook and you never really share anything about yourself.
Yeah, that's as I'm even talking to you right now, I'm thinking of things that I would want to reference. I'm not sure if it's too personal to reference at this point in time.
Okay.
Or it doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't matter.
I'd say go for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, now I feel like I'm on the spot, so I can't talk about it now. So let's let's move on to the next.
All right.
Let's move on to the next topic. I think the point is that there are certain things that I'm just not sure about. The podcast name Unsolicited Advice was actually a it was an inside joke I think I've had with a few friends, because I am a fixer by nature. I always want to fix things, you know. If you want advice on how to start a podcast, even if you don't, I'm going to tell you how to start a podcast. You might have never thought about starting a podcast before, but I'm going to love to tell you about it.
I'm sure people love that about
they
you.
They do. It is. I wouldn't consider it a flaw, more as a quality, personality. Yeah, so that's kind of where it got started. And I was going through – I personally was going through just a rough time in my life, just a very kind of very unforgiving growth period in my life, you know. And I needed some way to express certain things. I wanted to be able to talk about what was going on in my head in a way that was was helpful to me initially, a way to kind of express those things. And I thought that maybe those things that I was experiencing, other people might be able to relate to. And so that was kind of the reason I got into this. And what I wanted to lead into, I have no idea where this is going.
So, I mean, part of what I'm hearing you saying is that there's a therapeutic quality to you doing this podcast or you writing your blog, Unsolicited Advice.
Yeah, which JR is also a contributor to, if he so wishes. We don't know yet.
We'll see.
We have no idea.
Yeah. I have not contributed.
He hasn't contributed. I've only contributed three things, or four things. So,
so it's a young, blossoming podcast, one that you guys are going to be able to witness from the beginning on. And, you know, it's really, I think, you've hit it on the head that this is about change. This podcast is about change. Change is uncomfortable. Change is scary. And we want to kind of be transparent in the changes that we're making, and also talk to other people that have made changes that have been difficult for them. We all want something to be different in our lives. For some reason, we haven't done it. And this is about us figuring out what that is for us, talking about what it's been for other people, and maybe helping people at home figure out what it is for them.
Why do you think that you haven't? What do you think your hangups have been?
As far as change goes, think it always has to. It's this push and pull between usually two different things. I mean, wanting something to be better and the fear that it won't be better. You know what I mean? You know, it's the want for. You know, to make that change, and the fear that if I make the change, I might fail, or things might be worse when the change is made. Yeah.
I mean, do you consider this? This first podcast, I think we had expectations of you were going to come over at 8:30. We were going to plug it in. We were going to just get going. That's what I thought too.
Yeah, I was going to be home by 9:15.
Were you? It's currently 10:20. to that point.
This is kind of making a change. Absolutely, this is.
It is the fact that actually you're over here, and you worked all day. I worked all day. Mm-hmm. It's freaking 10 o'clock at night. This is probably the time we're going to have available going forward to be able to do this realistically.
Right.
You know, for me, it was. I'm trying to think. It was always out when certain things are in place. This is when I'm going to make this change. Mm-hmm. Right, when I'm ready to make a podcast. I don't even know what that means. When I'm ready to launch my website, when I'm ready to start this business, when these like imagined, not even real benchmarks were met, then it would be time to start something new. And then I started realizing that I was doing the same thing every day. Nothing was really leading up to it. Right. And in fact, making the change was, in fact, how you actually make the change.
Beautiful.
That sounds really ridiculous. It just sounds so easy and simplistic, but in fact it is. You know, if you want to start, you know, if you want to get bigger and stronger, and you want to get in shape, what do? You start eating better that day, and you start going to the gym and doing something. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to know what you're doing in the beginning, right? You might have to learn from other people, or you just might trial and error. And, that's kind of where I'm at with this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I actually had something in my notes to that effect.
Yeah, he's going through he has about 3 pages of notes and,
I'm not going to be able to find it in my notes, but, you know, it's this is a change for me as well. I mean, just making the podcast, the fact that I'm putting myself out there, that's very different for me. I mean, we talked about, I did a little stand-up comedy before. I was able to hide behind my material, you know, so this is a change for me as well. And, one thing I noticed leading up to this change was, you know what? I knew exactly what I was going to say. So forget that, scratch that. What I wanted to speak about was when making changes, I mean, you said something to the effect of, you know, fear plays a role in change. Mm-hmm. And this interesting idea was presented to me the other day that people don't make changes until they feel safe enough to make the change. Hmm. They feel it's safe enough to make the change. And the way the idea was presented to me was in the case of domestic violence victims. I mean, they always talk about the, you know, battered spouse who won't leave their, you know, their abusive husband. And why won't they leave? From the outside, it's so perplexing. You know, obviously they'd be safer. They wouldn't be, you know, being abused if they would leave this person. But the fact is, you know, in their mind, their concept, their ideas of what's going on, a lot of times they feel it's a less safe option to leave than to stay. And it's only until they're convinced that it's safer to leave that they'll actually leave.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
For me, doing the same thing I had been doing, it became more dangerous for me to do that. For my own mental health, for my own spirituality, physically even. I mean, the stress of this, as you can actually feel the hope draining out of your body sometimes, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The same monotonous routine every day, hopes and dreams, but nothing really changes. Smoke and mirrors, maybe a little bit, but nothing really changes. Mm-hmm. And I think it got to the point, and it has gotten to the point, where the risk of continuing to do the same thing was going to be devastating at some point in time. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this podcast is going to cure me, but it definitely is going to give me the confidence to try other things. It's going to give me, you know, and I will probably become obsessive about podcasting. I'm not going to lie. I probably will, but that's a step forward, mm-hmm. You know, and I don't have any expectations. I just want to enjoy it. I want people to listen to it.
Yeah.
I want to get better at this as a skill, mm-hmm. You know, as being a podcaster, broadcaster, sure. Public speaker.
Presenter of ideas.
Presenter. Maybe in the future I'll actually write something down and come prepared. That would be that would be good. For the record, I did start writing something this afternoon. I got a phone call, and then I had to go.
And that was it.
And I got about four sentences, but those four sentences were good.
That's gold.
I would love to share them with you next time.
Unfortunately, we'd have to exit out of the GarageBand screen to take a look at those four sentences.
And that's too risky at this point in time because we don't know if we can get it back. So,
I'm really excited about this podcast as well. I mean, it's something very new for me. I know that this is a rough first start. The audio is probably terrible. We've jumped around a little bit. I think that it's going to be a great opportunity for us both to develop ourselves personally and professionally.
I agree. And one thing we should talk about off the record is, how do you wind down a podcast?
What's that?
How do you wind it down?
How do you wind it down?
Yeah. How do you close it out?
How do you close it out? Because we're heading into the last minute, 10 seconds.
We were saying 20 minutes was going to be good. And I think we're going to get right there.
Yeah, we're getting there. I think one way to end a podcast is by thanking everybody for listening to this first podcast.
Oh, I should thank you first.
Yeah.
For showing up, for participating, you know, for, you know, going out and buying the headphones, which you couldn't even use in the first place. We didn't even. First of all, we didn't need them. Second of all, we didn't know how to get them to work at the same time.
So you're very welcome.
Excellent.
Thank you, Ryan. I mean, it's a great idea. Ryan was actually the one that brought it up to me that we should start a podcast. He had the blog going, and a lot of the initial push was made by Ryan. So
the initial push consisted of a text message that said, "Let's start a podcast." Exactly. But then no response for about 2 days. and then a follow-up question mark, in which I think the response was, sounds cool.
Actually, the follow-up was, seriously, let's start a podcast.
Oh, okay. All right.
To which I responded, let's do it. Let's meet up.
Let me get my story straight.
And where do you find unsolicited advice, the
you know,
blog?
That's a good question. I was actually looking at it. You can actually go to here we go. I'm checking in my phone. I should know my own blog address.
If you type in unsolicited advice blog Ryan Witowski.
Jesus, they're never going to find that.
WITKOWSKI. It's the first one that pops up.
Real quickly, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm living on the edge, guys. We're going off of the GarageBand screen. We're definitely going to be more prepared next time. Holy hell.
I think I have it, actually.
This is embarrassing. All right, here we go. The web address is
ryansunsolicitedadvice.blogspot.com.
It is ryansunsolicitedadvice.blogspot.com.
Beautiful.
By the way, we are accepting donations. We're trying to get the URL unsolicitedadvice.com. And I was surprised. I emailed the woman about this because mm-hmm. I want this to be the home for it. I got a bargain, $18,000.
What a deal!
I know.
Steal.
I know.
So you bought it?
I bought it.
Yeah.
I had an extra 18. Actually, I had 20 grand laying around. I just took 18 of it.
You're still flush.
The 2 grand, I'm gonna go. You know, go on a trip somewhere, maybe whatever I want to do with it.
Poker tournament.
So for right now. That's what it is. Anyway, back to how do we wind this down. Thanking JR. JR thanked me.
That's right. And thank you.
For listening, whoever you might be. It's probably going to be, you know, a couple friends of mine or somebody in my family.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
It probably won't be any of my friends or family because I'm too embarrassed to let them know. No, I'm teasing. To anybody who's listening, thank you very much. And listen next time because this thing's just going to keep getting better and better.
There's only one way to go at this point in time, and that is up.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm.